The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
Welcome to The Muddy Confluence. It's String Theory, Episode 12. My name is Ofni Ting. Previously, that was Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Honeybee, the new one taken from his latest album, Sex and Food, kicking off today's episode. Joining us on today's guitar-driven show, we have guitar-slinging singer-songwriter Jake Buck, who will be in KL on the 29th for a gig at The Bee. We'll also be doing a giveaway to watch him live, so if you're interested, do stay tuned towards the later parts of the show. But to take you there, I've got a bunch of sweet guitar-driven jams. So up next, here's one from New York-based quartet Crumb, taken from the album Locket, and here's the track of the same name. Here's Crumb with Locket, right here on the Muddy Confluence, BFM 89.9. Okay, some shoegaze pop with a touch of lo-fi from the band Black Sea. That tune was called Apprehension Review, released under Burger Records. Sounds almost like a shoegazy version of Dive to me. Alright, right after this, the collaboration from indie band Cults, featuring Christopher Owens, formerly of Girls, and now with a new band called Curls. They came together to record a track called I Got Your Message. That's coming right after this. Do stay tuned right here on the Muddy Confluence, BFM 89.9.
Bollinger Forecasts Markets, BFM 89.9.
Dream Pop, flavors from winter. That was a tune called Memoria Colorida, which means colorful memory, and that tune was sung in Portuguese. I've got more tunes to play for you right after this from Krung Bean, Winona Forever, and more, so do stay tuned. But before that, a recent discovery of mine, they go by the name Lounge FM, and they play a mix of R&B, indie pop, jazz, and more. But they prefer to call that blend of genres Friday night buff music, which kind of makes sense. So check this one out. Here's Lounge FM with Play Nice. Oh,
and friendly marketeers. BFM 89.9.
Up-and-coming band Winona Forever with another single called Hits or Tails, breaking the mold of a typical indie rock or indie pop band by expanding the template with lovely bits of wild drumming and lovely guitar chords. Hey, if you just joined us, you're tuned into the Muddy Confluence. It's String Theory, and today we have a special guest later on, guitarist and singer-songwriter Jake Buck, who will be in KL for a gig on the 29th of April. He'll be joining us in a bit, right after this, for a quick chat, so do stay tuned. Here's one from Krongbin's new album. They play a very specific blend of funk with Oriental Asian flavors. Enjoy this one. Here's Krongbin with Shades of Man. Thank you.
just look how far I fell down in the wishing well. You've forgotten I spend time in your head. I thought I knew it all, how the mighty fall to the bottom. You spend time in your bed. How soon subway down until the day you found it was broken. Now it can't take you away. Was just a silly thought until the day you called me in action, knowing me less every day.
Back to the Muddy Confluence. There was How Soon the Dawn by Jake Buck, taken from his fourth album, Hearts That Strain. Jake will be performing in KL very soon at the B on the 29th of April. But before that, he joins me on the phone for a quick chat.
Million times a day I think of my lover. I don't know, we're both missing each other. If I didn't have you, I'd think I'd suffer. Up a line if I said I didn't love her.
You've clearly been very hardworking with four albums under your belt right now. So, does it get easier at all with every album?
Does it get easier every album?
Yeah.
I guess it depends. Not necessarily, no. I think my second record was very easy to make and, you know, a very nice experience. And whereas the third album, it was, you know, very difficult. There was a lot of things going on surrounding the making of the album and terms of my record label and things like that. So it depends what, you know, what problems lie ahead. It's very difficult to say if it's getting easier, but the last record I made was very easy, probably the easiest one I made. So maybe it is getting easier.
When it comes to guitars, which feels more natural to you, the acoustic guitar or the electric guitar?
I love both of them. You know, I mean, you know, they're good for different reasons. I love playing acoustic in front of you know, the more intimate audiences, and then when we play more like clubs and festivals, I love getting the electric guitar out and rocking out a bit with my band.
I read somewhere that you mentioned having Squire acoustic as your first guitar.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had a Squire electric as my first electric guitar, and then I also had a Squire acoustic, yes.
Could you tell me more about your Patrick Eagle custom guitar? I heard it was made out of a mahogany table.
Yeah, my custom guitar. So that guitar was made for me by a guy called Patrick Eagle. He bought a kitchen table, mahogany table, from his friend for about, I think, £30 or something, English pound. And then, yeah, he made me a guitar out of it. And I played all the time. I played it for my whole tour. And I'll be bringing it to Malaysia as well. It's a very beautiful guitar, and I love playing it. Guitar is, you know, the one I use for songwriting. I use many different guitars when I'm writing, I guess. I still use the one I first grew up with. You know, I use it to write sometimes. But I think it's nice to be inspired by different instruments and pick up different things and different guitars.
Nice. So you have a song on the album, the new album with Noah Cyrus called Waiting. Was it a different experience for you finally working with someone younger than you?
Yeah, it was a new experience. I'd never really collaborated with anyone before. And, you know, I think it was great for me to work with somebody from a different musical background, a more pop background. And I thought her voice was great. And I thought I was very happy with how the song turned out. And I kind of wish she could have sung all of the song because she sounded that good on it.
What was it like working with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys for Hearts That Strain?
It was really cool. I'd worked with Dan a couple of times on this album, so it was a great experience. And he's, you know, very talented and very cool guy. And so that was fun. And I think I supported the Black Keys a few years ago. So, you know, it was nice to actually to go and write with one of them. And I was very happy with the songs. I really liked the songs. And hopefully maybe we'll do some more work in the future too.
Was the album done in the States or in the UK?
We did it in Nashville in the United States.
Oh, nice. So you've played to huge crowds like Glastonbury, for example, but I guess do you miss playing intimate gigs to a small crowd?
Well, I just finished my US tour and the shows are much smaller, so it was a lot more intimate and there were some nice theatres and stuff. So I still play some smaller shows and sometimes it's nice to play bigger ones. It's nice to, you know, play different shows all the time. And tonight I'm playing in Switzerland and it's like an acoustic festival up in the mountains where everyone's skiing. So this is a different experience and I hope it'll be cool too.
So finally, what can Malaysian fans expect at the show?
Well, I'm very excited to come. It's going to be my first time, so I'm excited to play all of the songs, new songs and old songs. And hopefully I can play all the songs that everybody wants to hear.
Make sure you try Malaysian food.
I'm looking forward to trying some. I'm really excited to come, and I love going to new places, so I can't wait.
Thanks to Jake for joining me on the show. If you'd like to catch the singer-songwriter live on the 29th of April at the B, here's your opportunity to win a pair of tickets. Just answer this very simple question. What's the name of Jake Buck's fourth and latest album? Is it A, Hearts That Train, B, Hearts That Rain, or C, Hearts That Strain? One more time, what's the name of Jake Buck's fourth and latest album? Is it A, Hearts That Train, B, Hearts That Rain, or C, Hearts That Strain? WhatsApp your answer to 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Once again, you can WhatsApp your answer to 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio to stand a chance to win tickets to the show. Now, don't forget to include your full name and IC as well. All right, closing us off with another Jake Buck track taken from that album. Until next time, you've been listening to The Muddy Confluence String Theory. My name is Ofnir Thing. Hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Once again, here's Jake Buck closing us off with Bigger Lover right here on BFM 89.9.
Missing each other. If I didn't have you, I think I'd suffer. But I know I said I didn't love her. All the emotions that you deliver, straining our lives when we're together, eating our love just like a killer. The thought of losing you makes me shiver. I know that I want you forever. Losing you, I hope will be never. I know I'm not being very clever. You got my mind running. you think of my lover? One of us I know is missing the other. Without me I don't think you would suffer. Friends tell me I'm crazy that I love her. All the commotion that I deliver, paint your life when we're together. Drinking our lust just like a killer. Thought of losing you was worse than ever. You don't want me forever. Losing this life, I hope will be never. Never find a girl could be any better. You got my mind running deep.